This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a returning guest, and I'm really excited to have him back on the show. Actually, they positioned themselves to be a dominant integrated medical cannabis company in Latin America with their focus on basically Colombia. And they became the first Colombian cannabis company to list on the TSX Venture Exchange. We're talking no other than Khiron Life Sciences Corp. You can find them on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol KHRNF. You can find them on the TSX Venture under the ticker symbol KHRN. And with this is the president of the company, Chris Napra. Chris, welcome back to the show.
Hey, how are you? I'm glad to be here.
You know, yesterday was big day for you guys. You did the closing of around $25 million. How does that feel?
Well, it's good. You know, that's our third financing kind of in the last year. It was actually just a little over $28 million with the Green Shoe yesterday. And, you know, what's important is to demonstrate that we have adequate capital to execute on our business plan over time. And, you know, as you know, markets come and go, and we have to make sure that we are well-financed or even over-financed for the kind of job that we're trying to do right now.
You know, cannabinoids is a very hot topic right now all around the world. That being said, investors are always increasingly interested in international opportunities in cannabis. And how do you guys see yourself positioned in this world capital phenom market?
Yeah, well, we set out with one simple goal. Our goal was to dominate the cannabis business in Latin America. And, you know, we define Latin America as kind of everything south of Texas. And, you know, whether you measure it by number of licenses, number of countries entered, employees, revenues, products on shelves, you know, I think, or brand recognition, we've achieved that early goal. Now, it's going to take a lot of work and an effort to maintain and extend that lead, but we're comfortable that we're certainly the brand leader in the region that we've decided to operate in. And as you know, that's a market of 620 million people.
Right, right. You guys, your footprint is in Colombia, Mexico, Chile, and Peru. That all being said, you're based out of Bogota, and there's a lot of preconceptions about that region. I'm sure that you hear it all the time. How do you communicate to your investors about Colombia and the opportunity there in general?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, Bogota is an amazing place, number one. It's a huge place, 11 million people. And, you know, we suffer a lot from people's preconceived notions of, you know, narco season two, rather than what reality really is. And the reality is that Colombia is a very stable place right now with a conservative democratic government. It's an export country. The infrastructure is excellent. The economy is very, very good right now. And, you know, we have to do one thing, and that's just get people down to visit. And, you know, we're holding quarterly visits for analysts and institutional investors. And in fact, we're doing one of those next week. And every time people come away, they just can't believe what they're seeing when they come to Bogota and they come to see our office. Our office looks like you walk into a Silicon Valley startup. That's the kind of the look and the feel with young, energetic people that are working 24 hours a day to make this company a success.
You know, let's talk about, and maybe change gears here just for a second. I want to talk about some of your board members. One particular, Vicente Fox, who was the director, and I believe he's director of your board, and he was formerly a CEO of Coca-Cola and also, you know, former president of Mexico. What does that do for your company, and how legitimacy that brings to reach out to other Latin countries?
Yeah, President Fox is a phenomenal individual. He's everything that you think he is going to be. He's smart and articulate, and he's wise, and he's got so much experience. And, you know, trying to figure out how to sell cannabis in Latin America seems like a pretty easy job compared to some of the things that he's done in his lifetime. And he's achieved great success, and he's done it while also maintaining great respect. And that's a great combination, and it's all too rare these days that you have these type of people. So, you know, with his background as president of Coca-Cola and then the 55th president of Mexico, President Fox in the boardroom is exactly the kind of guy that you think he's going to be. He's a real, true leader. He asks the tough, tough questions and expects straight answers. And I learn a lot from him every single time I get to sit down with him. And we've got our AGM coming up this week as well. And I'm always excited to spend time with him.
With your increased potential cultivation capacity of 220,000 tons per annual, if you will, how are you planning on creating value long-term for your investors?
Well, I think, you know, when people think about Colombia and Uruguay, where we're also operating in, and Chile and Peru, you know, people think about low-cost cultivation for export to other markets. And what we're very much focused on is patients and branded products in the region that we care about. So, you know, tons and square feet and all that stuff, those are important metrics in a lot of businesses. I think in terms of patients and shelf space. So, you know, my competitors are the ones that are competing with me for mind share with patients and doctors, and those are that are competing with us for shelf space in the stores that we care about throughout our entire region. So, you know, a surety of supply is an important thing for sure, but there's a lot of people that, you know, will be able to buy low-cost API from as we move forward in this market as well.
The company that we're highlighting here on Stock Day is Chiron Life Sciences, valued at around $2.13 with a market cap around $172 million. You can find them on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol KHRNF. You can find them on the TSX Venture up there in Canada under the ticker symbol KHRN. And with us today is the president of the company, Chris Napra. Chris, before I let you go, what do you want my listeners and your investors to take away from this interview?
Well, I would say when you look at the nationally legalized countries in the world, of which there's really Canada and Uruguay, and you look at what's happened with the kind of wealth that's been created in a country like Canada, where over $60 billion of wealth has been created, there's only 35 million people here, and the leaders and the early leaders in that market have done exceptionally well. You know, we're not trying to do anything novel or new here. We're trying to do the same thing in a much, much bigger region. So in a very, very short period of time, you know, we've come out and garnered that leadership position, and our plan is to maintain and extend that. And that's the primary investment thesis for Chiron, and that's why we've been able to attract such incredible people, incredible shareholders along the way.
Chris, I want to thank you for stopping by and coming on the show today, enlightening us with your company. It sounds like you guys are hitting on all six cylinders. I think big things are going to come for you guys in the third and fourth quarter of 2019. Hopefully you'll come back on the show in 40 or 50 days and give us an update.
It'd be my pleasure.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.